Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tony Scott. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Blair. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dennis Blair. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The right fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. And now, play ball. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsch fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive towards short. Tyson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore misplays the ball. That's an error on Sizemore. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter bunts towards the mound. Forsch fields it and throws to first for the out. Biedner moves to second. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon takes first base on ball four. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Biedner scores. Mackinnon moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Expos. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons moves to third. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride takes first base on ball four. Fairley moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up towards short. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh takes first base on ball 4. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Forsh moves to second. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blair fields it and has Forsh trapped. There's the throw to Mackinnon and over to Parrish, who tags Forsh for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0 for 1 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Simmons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McBride hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis, who is chasing the ball. Scott reaches third base with a triple. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Scott scores. It's 2-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Foley. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Foley steals second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foley scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jorgensen moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Forsh hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-2 in the game. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-2 in the game. Manghul is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mackinnon hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore takes first base on ball 4. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Sizemore moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a line drive towards first. Jorgensen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sizemore moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0 for 2 in the game. Reitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foley is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Melendez pinch hits for Mike Tyson. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reggie Smith pinch hits for Bob Forsch. Dan Worthen now pitching. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sizemore bunts towards the mound. Worthen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brock moves to second. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Willie Davis. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mario Guerrero now playing shortstop. Mike Garman now pitching. Luis Melendez now playing left field. Reggie Smith now playing right field. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Melendez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-3 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mackinnon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Barry Foote now catching. Gary Carter now playing right field. Tony Scott now playing left field. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-3 in the game. Wrights hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Simmons and he is out, Sizemore applying the tag. One out. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worthen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melendez is called out on strikes. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Doug Howard pinch hits for Mike Garman. Doug Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.